Praise the Lord. Let's open in prayer this morning as we come around the Word of God. We glorify you, Lord, and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, that your power is available today. And Lord, we pray that this morning you would show us in our hearts spiritually. You show us, give us spiritual understanding of this important area of faith, in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to be looking at breakthrough faith. I'm not sure whether this will go on to next week, but we'll certainly go along the lines of what the Spirit wants this morning. Breakthrough faith. Every one of us should think, is there an area in my life where I need a breakthrough? And if you can think that there is an area of in your life that you need a breakthrough, then you need to listen carefully to this area and what I'm saying about breakthrough faith. You need a breakthrough, and I believe all of us need a breakthrough. All of us. This church and every single person here needs a breakthrough. And so it's absolutely important for us, and particularly in this coming year, to say, well, I am going to have my spiritual ears open. I'm going to have my spiritual eyes open. And I'm going to say, I will act on the Word of God. You know, if we look at the Bible, we have to understand that the Bible as a whole is the law of God. And when you go down specifically, you see His Word going into specifics which bring out this is the way it is to be. And if you do this, you get this result, and so on. So God's Word is spiritual law. And that's why it's so very important for us to be grounded in our thinking, in our hearts, in the Word of God. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1. And we'll start from verse 1, and we'll read to verse 9. Now Joshua, you will know that he came after Moses in terms of leadership. And we'll read starting from verse 1. Moses was a man greatly used of the Lord, greatly used of the Lord. And you would have thought, well, it'd be a hard thing to follow after what Moses did. He brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. And now God presents to him and says, now this is what you are to do. And notice what he says to Joshua. Starting with verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. You can see the word of the Lord came to Joshua, and the word was to arise, go over the Jordan, all the land's been given to you. And you would think, well, this is a word from the Lord that I can take hold of, and the people can take hold of, and we can go forward on that word. Now, we won't go into detail, but we know what happened later on. The people rejected that word. They went into unbelief. You know, people today can reject the word too. And it does them no good whatsoever. It brings them into destruction. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Is God with us today? What does Jesus say? He says in Matthew 28, for example, that he would be with us even to the end of the world. So is God with us? Is he in us? Is he with us? As we walk around, is he with us? Yes, he's with us, isn't he? So the word that he's given to Joshua is applicable to us because he's with us too. In verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So here we see that he's now linking Joshua into observing the law, the word of God, which I said right at the beginning, the word of God, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Then verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So, obviously, that applies to us today. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. All of that applies to us today. God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's in the New Testament. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be strong. The Bible says for us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That applies for us today. And of a good courage. That applies to us today. We have the victory. We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You notice the progression in verse 8. He talks about three important things which I believe are absolutely crucial for breakthrough faith. I'll read verse 8 again and then we'll start to go through those things. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you haven't been prosperous or haven't had good success, it's time to go the way of the Lord. People can rely on all types of things, but it's when they go the way of the Lord and do things the Lord's way, that's when you can have breakthrough. The first thing here is this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So the first principle that we need to understand is speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word when circumstances seem good. Speak the word when circumstances seem bad. Speak the word in your house. Speak the word outside of your house. Speak the word wherever you go. Speaking the word is absolutely crucial. Absolutely crucial. Let's look at another scripture. We'll come back to Joshua 1 later, but go to Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. We must be, if we are to have prosperity and good success in our life, if we are to have breakthrough, we must speak the word. You must speak the word. You might say, well, I don't know, it's so difficult. We'll come to that. We'll come to that in a minute. Because there are people who indeed do see it difficult. And they're Christians, but they're finding it difficult to do this. They're finding that as soon as something happens, they're speaking everything that's not the word. Or they find it difficult to speak the word even in a good time, because there's other thoughts that come and other things that happen. They get distracted and so on. But notice what it says in Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Where must the words be? In your heart. Now that's a reflection. Well, we know that if you went to Romans 10 verse 8, for example, it says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. So the word must be in your heart, and then it'll be where? In your mouth as well. See, this is the will of the Lord. Now notice what he says here. I'll read it out again, verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. That's the will of the Lord, isn't it? And notice at the end of verse 6 there's a colon there. And that's saying there's something that follows this. So if you get the word in your heart, coming and hearing preaching is a good way. That is the word of faith which we preach. It's a good way to get the word in your heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So, when you get the word in your heart, and there's a big key for you, big key for everyone here, when you get the word in your heart, it's not going to be difficult to speak the word, as it says there, in your house, when you walk by the way, when you go for a walk, wherever you're walking, when you lie down, when you rise up. In other words, all the time. It won't be difficult to speak the word all the time. You might say, well, how is it that I'm not able to speak the word? There's a very easy reason for that. And it's called the law of focus. What you focus on, let's say that you're always focusing on worldly television. What you focus on is what will come out of your heart. If you focus on the word, what will come out of your heart? In the good times, in the bad times, the word of God will come out of your heart. If you don't focus on the word, now look, let's face it. There's a lot of Christians who do not focus anywhere near as much as they should on the Word of God. If you focus on the Word, you'll get the Word results. And it'll come out of your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Isn't that what God said was a prerequisite to him having prosperity and good success? Absolute prerequisite. You speak the Word in season and out of season. You speak the word whether the circumstances look good or whether the circumstances look bad. You speak the word whether you feel weak or whether you feel strong. Speak the word. Now, this is a spiritual principle. So to get yourself to be able to do that, you have to focus on the right things every day. There is so much opportunity for us to get the word into our heart every day. Every day, there's so much opportunity for us. You can read it, you can listen to it, you can watch it. There is so much opportunity, but you personally must make the decision. If you want breakthrough in your life, if you want that prosperity and good success that is talked about in Joshua, you must personally make the decision to focus on the right things. I will focus on the Word of God. And the more you do that, the more you're getting it into your heart, and then we'll come to the next part of the principle that we're looking at, the principles we're looking at for breakthrough faith. So let's go back to Joshua chapter 1. So the first one is speak the word. That's easy to remember, isn't it? Can you remember that? Speak the word. Three words to remember. If you go out of here and can't remember speak the word, it means you haven't listened. So speak the word. You go out of here. Oh, what was preached on today? Ah, first thing, speak the word. And it's rooted and explained in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua, let's go back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Speak the word. So we've just looked at, and we can see very clearly that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you're speaking, you're hearing the word as well, aren't you? You know, as you're, you can in your own house, you can grab the Bible and read the Psalms out loud. And as you're hearing, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So speak the word. So we've looked at in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the Lord shall, the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. And we said right at the beginning, and there's a lot of evidence for this, but I haven't got time to go into detail about it, but the Bible as a whole is the law of God. And then it goes into specifics as you go into it. The Bible talks about the law of God's mouth. All of this, all of the word of God, the Bible, has come from God. Okay? So it is the book of the law as a whole, and there are specifics as well. But this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. We saw that you have to have it in your mouth. You have to have it in your mouth no matter what. No matter what. And so you have to get in your heart. You have to focus. You have to focus on the right things. If you spend all your time focusing on worldly, natural, fleshly things, you'll get worldly, natural, fleshly results. You won't get word results. Okay? So go out of here. The first thing you should remember about what was preached today is what? Speak the word. Can you remember that? Speak the word. Speak the word. Doesn't matter if you feel like it or not. Speak the word. Doesn't matter if it looks bad or your circumstances look bad. Speak the word. So you have to know the word, don't you? You have to get to know the word. And here's the next part of it. Chapter 8. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's the next part. But thou shalt meditate therein, that is in the book of the law, in the word of God, day and night. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now this talks about changing your soul, changing the way you think and your attitude. Your attitude, your emotions, your thoughts are all in your soul. When you were born again, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Your spirit was born again, but your mind, which is part of your soul, was not. So your mind has to be changed to think along the lines of the Word of God. So the second thing is, meditate the Word. Simple. Meditate the Word. Okay, we're going to go into detail about this now. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Think about this. Day and night. Meditate therein day and night. Now, look, God's not saying this is all you're going to be thinking about, and you can't think about your work, or you can't think about how to cook something for your family and so on. No, no. It becomes a part of your thinking. What it's saying here is you're meditating, you're thinking about the word. You get up out of bed and it just becomes a part of your thinking, that you're not suddenly diverted into thinking other things. But you know, when you get out of bed, you straight away you're thinking about the Lord. What do you want, Lord? And if that's happening to you, if you're getting out of bed and straight away you're thinking about the Lord, that's good, because you know something's happening on the inside of you. But if you're getting out of bed and it takes 4 hours or 3 hours or even 2 hours or 1 hour before you even think a single thought about the Lord, something wrong there. Okay? I'm talking about for Christians. Obviously the heathen, the Bible, those without God, the Lord is not in their thoughts, the Bible tells us. So they can go through whole days, even months, not even think about God or the Bible or the Word of God or anything related to that. It's a sad thing, of course. There's no excuse for Christians. Meditate the Word. Look at Psalm 1 verse 2, one we should know fairly well. Psalm 1 verse 2, we've quoted it a lot of times. So the first principle we went through for breakthrough faith is speak the Word. The second is meditate the Word. That is, let your thinking dwell on the Word of God. Let it become a part of your thinking. Let it become a part of the thinking. Part of your thinking. You're thinking on the Word. You're thinking on the ways of the Lord. You're allowing your mind to be what? Renewed. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, we'll look at that scripture in a minute. But let's first of all look at Psalm 1, verse 2. But his delight, talking about a believer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. In his law doth he meditate day and night. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Meditating on the Word of God, thinking on the Word of God, allowing it to become part of your thinking is very, very important if you want to have breakthrough in your life. Who wants breakthrough? I want breakthrough. I don't want to stay at the same level. I don't want this church to stay at the same level. You want breakthrough? I want breakthrough. Speak the Word. Meditate the Word is the next part here, okay? But you've got to have a delight in the law of the Lord. Do you delight in the Word of God? You see, what you love is what you'll be attracted to. If you love the Word, if you delight in the Word, you'll be attracted to it. I know over the years, the more I've got into the Bible, the more I've got into the Word of God, the more attractive it's become to me. Yeah? The more delight I get out of it. And I just absolutely am so filled with joy when I see just how wonderful it is. It's very hard to describe because it's a spiritual thing. And it's something that it comes into your heart. But if you give no focus to it, remember what I said about focus, the law of focus. If you give no focus to it, you'll never experience that. So you've got to focus on the right things. And part of that focus is meditating the Word. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Let's read verse 3 as well. And he shall be, talking about this person who is delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating on the Word of God day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So the whatsoever he doeth shall prosper doesn't come about randomly. It comes about purposefully. It doesn't come about randomly. See, some people think, oh, I'm waiting on the Lord to do something. But no, he's waiting on you to do something, isn't he? He wants you to speak the Word, whether things look good or whether things look bad. Speak the Word. He wants you to meditate on the Word day and night, whether you feel like it or not. Meditating on the Word leads to what it says in verse 3, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see, you want to know what the Lord thinks about things. I do. You want to know the right way to go. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You want to be filled with the wisdom of God. So meditating the Word is the second one. Meditate the Word. Let's look at Romans 12 verse 2. This is something that all of us have looked at in the Scripture. Romans 12 verse 2. But remember what I said about the meditation of God's Word will change the way you're thinking so that your spirit will be in control. Not the flesh, not the ways of the world, not natural thinking, but spiritual thinking will come out of a spiritual application of the Word of God, which is meditating on the Word. So we're looking at Romans 12 verse 2. We all know this one, or we should know it. should virtually know it off by heart by now. And this is something that is absolutely crucial for us. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Look at this afresh. Be not conformed to this world. Is the world delighting in the law of God? Is the world delighting in the word of God? Well, you obviously not. If the world was delighting in the law of God or in the word of God, the world would be doing the word of God, which is the next one we're going on to in a minute. So, what's the first principle? Speak the word. What's the second? Meditate the word, or meditate on the word, but meditate the word. And that means you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? Your attitude will get in line because you're thinking about the word day and night. You're thinking about the word day and night. You might say, well, how can I do that? I've got all these other things to think about. Are you taking every opportunity to think on the word? Are you? Or do you think it's not valuable enough? There's a lot of people who don't think it's valuable enough. You've got all the opportunities to do so, but it's not valuable enough for them. They don't see the value of the word of God. They actually don't really believe Joshua 1 verse 8. They don't really believe Psalm 1. And they certainly don't believe verse 2 of Romans 12. But let us be believers. Don't be conformed to this world. The world is going the way of destruction. The Bible says the whole world lieth in wickedness. You have to be conformed to the image of Christ. And Christ, his title was the Word. And so you have to agree with the Word. Change according to the word of God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to start thinking along the lines of the word of God. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What's the will of God for you and for me? What does God want us to do? Is it God's will for us to be prosperous, successful, to have good success? Is it God's will for us to be healed and strong? We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So meditate the words. What's the first one? Speak the word. The second one? Meditate the word. Let's go and have a look at the third one. Go back to Joshua 1 verse 8. See, this is going to be very easy for you if you've been listening. You'll be able to go to Joshua 1 verse 8 and say, oh, I see the three keys here. Three keys, and it'll remind you. And we all need to be reminded. You see, the world is pumping out all types of doctrines, all types of thinking. But, you know, God wants you to know the Word. Why? Because that's the key. That's the key. That's His will. That's what He wants you to do. And that's what we're coming on to the third part here. So let's start from verse 8, the first part. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. We've covered that. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. We've covered that. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So what's the next part? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So what's the third one? Do the word. Do the word. Okay. A lot of people that know, I know what the right thing is to do, but I'm not doing it. Something's in the way. Could be sin. The Bible says, let's lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. Lay it aside. You know, if there's sin, you've got to get it out. But you've got to do the word. Do the word means you've got to be obedient. Obedient people don't get anywhere in the Lord. Disobedient people don't get anywhere in the Lord, but obedient people are able to prosper and have good success. Okay? Do the word. Be people of the word. be people of action. So notice what it says, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then. So after those three things he goes through there, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want breakthrough? Who wants breakthrough? I want breakthrough. We all want breakthrough. Okay? You want breakthrough. If you want breakthrough, and this church will have breakthrough, I'm dedicated to it. I know you're all dedicated to it, aren't you? So we're dedicated to breakthrough. We're dedicated to breakthrough individually, dedicated to breakthrough in this church as well. Okay? But we have to be people that speak the word, meditate the word, and do the word. You see, when you have it in your heart and you're speaking it, and you say, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the world is saying, I'm not going to be conformed to the world. This is what the word says. Now, someone comes to me and said, oh, you're going to fail. And I say, but the word says this. It says, in due season, I shall reap if I faint not. What's the word say? In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. So what should I believe? The word that says you'll fail, or the word that says you'll reap if you faint not? You see what I mean? You've got to put the right standard in your life. And when you do that and do the word, no matter what the gainsayers would say, no matter what circumstances would say, no matter what people would say, when you do the word, God sees that. God sees that. Look at Mark 11, verse 23 and 24. We must act as though the word we've been talking and meditating is true, even when circumstances say otherwise. We've got to act but it's as though it's true, no matter what. And I know that is completely alien to the way of the world, okay? Because the way of the world is, what I feel is true. What I see is true. No, God's word is truth. Okay, it overrides it all. And when I've done that, and you'll notice it too in your own life if you've done it, things will change. The things that are temporal will change. You'll have good success. You'll have prosperity. You'll have breakthrough. That's what we want, isn't it? Breakthrough. So we're looking at Mark 11, 23 and 24. This is an important scripture. Important scripture. Because this one tells us we have to be people that are of the word, that do the word. Mark 11, 23, 24. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. If you're people of action, the mountains must be spoken to. If you're people of action, you don't just accept the mountains. If you want breakthrough, you don't just accept the mountains. Let me repeat that. If you want breakthrough, you don't just accept the mountains. You speak to the mountains. But it is a hard issue, though. You know, you've got to have the word in your heart. You've got to believe in your heart. And what do you have to believe specifically? But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, what's the best thing to be saying? Speak the word. Okay? Speak the word. And you say, mountain, you might look destructive. You might look obstructive. You might look as though you'll never come down. But I'm saying to you, get out. Be gone. Get out. Stay out. Get out. I can go through several examples just in the last few weeks where, and I'm going to talk about the battleground of the mind next week, where the devil projected thoughts into my mind. I was thinking, oh no. But then I spoke the word and I acted, and amazing results out of that. Now, I'll go through that example probably next week. But we must be people that are people of action. You don't accept the mountains that are in your way. Be thou removed. That's the word be. Be is a creative word. Be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And when you pray, verse 24, when you pray, people of action pray. What do they pray? Just any old thing? They pray the word. They pray the word because it's what they've been meditating on. They say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you give me victory. I thank you that you give me triumph. I thank you that you are my fortress, that you're my strength. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that. What does God want for us? Victory. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them. When? When ye pray, you believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. I want to close with this, but I also want to give people an opportunity to come up and get prayed for this morning, because I want you to, if this has been a problem in your life, if this area has been a problem in your life, let's change it. Let's make a decision from now. Let's come into this new year with a breakthrough type of thinking, and you'll have a breakthrough faith. So let's pray. Let's bow our heads and pray. I'll give you an invitation, but let's pray first. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not a natural word. It is a supernatural word. And it does great things in our heart, our inner man. I praise you and thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit you are leading us into breakthrough personally and in this church. Help every person here, Lord. Show every person exactly your will and your way, in Jesus' name.